I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. U.S. President Barack Obama praised the Dalai Lama as a man of compassion, ignoring China's protest against any American involvement with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader. Mr. Obama did not meet directly with the Dalai Lama as they both attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast Thursday in Washington, but they were seated a short distance away from each other and exchanged greetings.
I want to offer a special welcome to a good friend, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, who is a powerful example of what it means to practice compassion and who inspires us to speak up for the freedom and dignity of all human beings. I've been pleased to welcome him to the White House on many occasions, and we're grateful he's able to join us here today.
The Dalai Lama was in the audience of about 3,000 at the prayer breakfast, but did not speak. The event is hosted by Congress and sponsored by a Christian group. Despite the Dalai Lama's insistence that he's only seeking autonomy for Tibet, China views the spiritual leader as a dangerous separatist and regularly condemns leaders who meet with him. We are against any country's interference in China's domestic affairs under the pretext of Tibet-related issues and are opposed to any foreign leaders meeting with the Dalai Lama in any form, China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei said Tuesday. China's environment ministry says air quality in most of China's major cities, including Beijing, failed to meet minimal standards in 2014. The state-run Global Times says while the air quality in 74 cities improved slightly last year, only 8 reached the national standard of annual average pollution density, with 8 in northern China on the 10 most polluted list. Among the 10 most polluted, 7 are in the heavily industrialized Hebei province, with Baoding on top. The others are Jinan and Shandong province, Zhengzhou in Henan province, and Tianjin in Shaanxi province. While Beijing escaped the top 10 list, the number of good days also dropped in the capital to 47%, or 172 days. The 10 cities with good air quality cluster in southern and eastern China along the coast. Dolly Yang is a China specialist at the University of Chicago. He tells VOA's Victor Beatty, change in China will take time, as it did in the United States.
It takes a while between the time you recognize the environment is a serious issue to the time when you truly get clean air. In Los Angeles, for example, it took more than a decade after many, many measures. So China actually had the so-called air apocalypse in 2013. And of course, in 2014, a relatively small number of cities met the national air standards. But it's still an improvement, in fact, over 2013. And of course, we do see action happening across the country.
How stringent are those new standards?
Well, the standards actually are not as good as in the U.S., but they are significant. Most importantly, the new environment, the amended environmental protection law allows for much more significant fines. Local governments are really working very hard to discipline polluting factories. So in that sense, actually, there are a very serious effort by Chinese society and the state to deal with the environmental issues. But of course, again, it's going to take time, and especially in certain regions of China, for example, in the province of Hebei, which is a huge, huge steel-producing province, you cannot simply shut down all those factories all at one time. So there are always those kind of compromises. But at the same time, for example, power plants are installing scrubbers, and steel plants are improving their technology. So there are things that are indeed happening, and of course some of the smaller cement and steel plants are being closed down. But again, this is a marathon, not a sprint in terms of dealing with the environment.
Dolly Yang, a China specialist at the University of Chicago. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.